WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan City Council has joined the Brazos County Commission in supporting changes in the makeup of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency. Mayor Jason Bielski, who represents Bryan on the general board, made the motion that passed on a 4-2 vote.
It may be a symbolic vote of support for A&M, but I don't want to go on record that I don't support the Department of Engineering or the Department of AgriLife Sciences in the third at-large spot in serving on the RVP board, because I think they bring a lot to our community and to the city of Bryan.
Al Sines was one of the two who wanted to delay action, repeating an argument made last week in College Station about diluting the influence of funding partners.
When it originally was created, I think it was 9 board members, and now it's doubled that. And our influence on that board has been reduced by more than half.
The College Station City Council voted against adding 3 board members, one of the RVP's own choosing, until city representatives joined the agency's executive board. In its second year of operation, the owners of the North Point Crossing development at University in Texas asked College Station officials to let them turn half of the vacant retail space into more student apartments. After the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended to deny the request, North Point withdrew the proposal before Monday's City Council meeting. During last week's P&Z meeting, Chairwoman Jane Key responded to North Point's observation that approval was given earlier this summer to a similar request for the owners of the lofts at Wolfpin Creek at Dartmouth and Holloman.
Even at Wolfpin, we waited,
9 years
before we gave up, and I think we've got a lot more potential here for having some additional retail space that would be successful.
P&Z turned down a request from North Point representatives for a third hearing to allow owners from California to speak. They were also told retail prospects would benefit from the increasing number of hotels within walking distance. 2 groups of people have been arrested by Bryan police. Officer Kelly McKeithen says thanks to a witness report yesterday at 2:30 in the morning, 3 men were caught with property stolen from 4 Chevy 2-ton pickups.
They called in some suspicious activity at Z Islander. They saw someone getting into a toolbox in the back of a truck, and then they got into a vehicle. Well, we got a good enough description of that vehicle that when officers located it in around that complex, they were able to stop it.
On Monday, McKeithen says 6 people were arrested as part of a 2-year investigation.
They were all charged with organized criminal activity involving narcotics trafficking and criminal prison and street gangs.
McKeithen says assistance in making the arrests came from College Station Police, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and an FBI task force. The local Better Business Bureau has announced its Torch Awards for Marketplace Ethics.
These are all businesses that care about their customers and exhibit integrity in their business transactions that exemplifies winning the awards.
BBB Board Chairman Tim Prater said there were a record 90 nominations, which were narrowed to 21 finalists. The anonymous panel of judges selected Citibank Mortgage among small businesses, Schulte Roofing for medium businesses, and the Bank and Trust among large businesses. The list of all the finalists and photos of the winners are on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. Another check of news at 8:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
809, Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wiltons.com. Wilton's, with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here we go.
High pressure, it's definitely controlling our weather once again today. Another warm day around the region. Lots of sunshine. We should get to about 90 to 95 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, 65 to 70. More sun in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs will be 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low close to 70 degrees. Partial sun, the risk of a thunderstorm Friday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So, you know, we got a caller about how in the world we can have enough money to do research on toes that we can't feel, which is a good enough question. So I went in and dug through this. And actually, the study that they did took place in England, so it wasn't our money. It was their money being stupidly spent. But it says
we don't
here,
necessarily know that.
You know, it says Oxford. I mean, they did this at Oxford.
Oh, so, that makes sense. The shoe people.
Yeah. So, yeah. Right. let's see. It says... writing in the journal Perception, the researchers said toes might be trickier because they are bunched more closely together and have less independent movement than do our fingers. Another possibility is that the brain doesn't picture five toes as such. Instead, it may allocate five equal-sized spaces, one for each toe. While this may work for fingers, which are roughly the same width, it creates problems when imagining the toes, which, of course, range in different sizes. The average big toe will take up two of the five blocks of its own, and then one designated for the second toe. That's the reason that toe feels left out, I guess. Now, this may explain why some people feel that second toe is missing. The finding does have a practical purpose. Agnosia, or the belief that body parts are missing or of a different shape or size, is a feature of many illnesses, from stroke to anorexia. Also, doctors test for brain damage, asking people if they can feel sensation in their toes, and they need to be aware of that phenomenon. So,
I'll tell you, I have those toe shoe type running shoes. You become acutely aware of every single toe when you try to slide fabric in between them.
Oh yeah. Well, see, and again, I can't do that thing with the something between my toes. Drives me crazy. So, just saying. So, I mean, I know you got those toe socks going on and all that kind of stuff, but...
Not socks.
Yeah, of course.
There is a difference. I mean, socks are just silly.
But they do. They have those toe socks.
They have them. I don't.
Okay. Kevin?
No.
Okay. Or you were just silent on all this.
I've tried the toe shoes because they're supposed to be good for you.
Right.
And good to exercise in.
Right.
Just can't do it.
In the pot kettle department, New Jersey governor has given New Jersey's head of the National Guard 90 days to lose weight. What is that about?
Wow.
What is that about? How can you do that? I'm the head of the National Guard. I'm going, yes, sir. Yeah, we'll just see. All right. Art Hughes joins us this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Scott.
Yeah, pull that one a little bit closer to you. You shaved off your beard again. What's the deal? We can't keep up with this anymore.
Well, I have to change my identity every once in a while.
yeah, I got you. So you're becoming a short timer, aren't you?
I am.
Not much longer. Let's talk about some of the things that have happened during the time that you've been on council, because, you know... when you went on council, the economy was not all that good in Texas. It's gotten better, but, you know, for instance, now oil is down. Talk a little bit about how you feel like Bryan has been able to not only survive but grow and continue that growth during the period that you've been on council. And what do you think the causative factors have been?
Okay. Well, of course, the Bryan City Council, we can't take all the credit.
You'd like to.
We take as much as we can.
Uh-huh.
But I really think a major step that happened during my terms was the increase in cooperation between the two cities and Brazos County.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've worked together much better over the last 4 to 5 years than we have for many years before that. So, you know, I attribute a lot of it to the cooperation and the university.
Mm-hmm.
The university has become a major member in the growth of this area.
You know, another thing is, and of course, just this is in the short history, but these two city managers seem to get along better than the pairs that we've had in the past. Sometimes that's been kind of a chilly situation, but these two seem to really communicate well.
I think you're right. I think we have our city manager, Keene Register. You know, I'm very pleased with his performance in that job. I think we're very fortunate to have him, and the College Station's city manager's the same. I've known him for several years before he was city manager,
mm-hmm.
and now that he's come back to College Station, I think we've seen a major change.
So you're going to vacate your seat. Your term limited, and obviously I don't want you to endorse anybody, but I'd like for you to at least outline what you think are important attributes for the person who ends up coming on to the Bryan City Council in 2015 and beyond.
First of all, I feel very strongly that anyone serving on council needs to understand that the city staff, the city manager and his staff, are the ones that really manage the city. City council gives direction. We're really more of a legislative body than a management team. But you know, you have to put the right people in the right places. And I personally think that we have that right now. I mean, I'm not saying everybody's exactly what the doctor ordered, but I think we've got a very good staff. City Council can take the credit for putting those staff members in place. But as far as the operation of the city day to day, week to week, we rely very heavily on the city manager and his staff.
Sure. Art Hughes joined us this morning. Of course, your background is in construction. You've done that for many, many years. Tell me what kind of challenges you think your planning and zoning people have right now, because obviously College Station caught the wave. They were able to go through, I guess, some good and bad times. But Bryan has really started to make a development right there near the border of College Station and Northgate, and we have a development that's going to actually cross the city limits, which is kind of interesting. But tell me what you think are the important things that Bryan needs to be looking for in the future when it comes to planning out that growth.
Okay. You're referring to the west side?
Yeah. Well, first of all, that abuts College Station, because y'all have really redone that area right there, anticipating that there's going to be some probably student-centric housing right there. So we can talk about that. But then also with Blinn coming over on the west side, you do have two different kinds of growth. Talk to me a little bit about what you think planning and zoning needs to look at as they try to form the city of the future.
Okay. I think, I spent 6 or 7 years on Planning Zoning Commission, and in my opinion, planning and zoning, those guys really need to be looking 5 to 10 years down the road,
mm-hmm.
And I believe we have that. It's a little harder for them because decisions can be made which basically wipe out everything they planned ahead of time. But I do think long-range planning is a very important issue right now. We do have a lot of positive things going, but it's going to depend on how we progress, whether or not those are successful. I also feel very strongly that there are some areas in Bryan, all sections, single member district 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, that are basically approaching the point where urban renewal becomes a not just a possibility but a need. And so I'm hoping that that our planning department, P&Z, recognize that, and because we not only have to continue to grow into new areas, but we have to maintain the infrastructure we've got.
Yeah, coming back and rehabbing important. Art Hughes joining us from the Bryan City Council today. One of the, I guess, the biggest thing that y'all did last night was vote on expanding. You believe that they should expand the membership, board membership of Research Valley Partnership. Give me your thoughts as to why you voted for that and how you feel that body is doing what they need to be doing in the future.
Okay. I really believe that the representation that they want to add to the board or
the board
to the board
mm-hmm.
Has to do with the university, and the university has become such a major player not only in developing the university but for our area. They've become the giant in the room, actually. And so I really don't have a problem for them to have more representation on the board than they had in the past, because they're more involved. We don't like the idea of losing, you know, our votes aren't worth as much as they were before. But, you know, if we can't cooperate, Bryan, College Station, Brazos County, Texas A&M, if we can't come together and cooperate, well, we're not going to be successful anyway. So I'm not real worried about it, but I think the university needs representation on the RVP. I think they could be a major influence to that group.
Sure. Well, we've got Texas Reds coming up this weekend. Looks like the weather's going to be nice. We can cool down a little bit. At least now they say we're not going to have any rain, which is good. But looking forward to that going on. What else we got going on that you want to tell us about?
Well, we've got, like you say, we've got Texas Reds, and I'm assuring you there's no rain.
All right, there you go. It's Art Hughes, the weatherman.
It isn't the city of Bryan, but it's Art Hughes, okay. Saying there's no rain this weekend.
All right, that's good.
But we are adding some things to Reds. And some of the things we're adding back in that we had pulled out, and that is we're actually going to serve the stakes this year. One change we made is even though we will have some entertainment there Friday night, but the Reds Festival is primarily Saturday and Sunday rather than Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that is one thing to remember. There, once again, there's no admission fee to go to Texas Reds, and we would certainly like to invite the community out for that event.
And if you got people who are coming in from out of town, it'd be a great opportunity for them to see downtown too, because it's good things going on down there. That's for sure. Yeah.
I would like to mention one other thing.
Sure.
If I could. I'd like to remind folks that on the Aggie home football games that they can park anywhere in the city or county-owned parking lots in downtown for free, and we have over 1,000 parking spaces down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can catch a free air-conditioned shuttle that lets them off at the MSC on campus. The shuttle buses run from 3 hours before the game to an hour and a half after the game. And so we would like to have as many join us in downtown Bryan before or after the game. And, you know, that's why we have that convenience for them. Yeah.
Well, this one's going to be different than the last one, because they're going to kick at 6 or 6:30, it looks like, against Ole Miss. So that should work well.
Yeah. All right. I'm sure we'll win. We just don't know how many points.
There you go. All right. Thanks for the time this morning. That's Art Hughes. You bet. That's Art Hughes from the Bryan City Council. And he's here in, because he's the mayor pro tem. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. ESPN is looking to cut 200 to 300 jobs in coming months. USA Today says Disney wants ESPN to cut $100 million from next year's budget, followed by a deeper cutback in 2017. ESPN declined to confirm the reports, but said in a statement that any organizational changes will be announced directly to its employees if and when appropriate. Rents rose at a slower pace in August, a downshift that may reflect the rise of apartment construction in many major cities. Zillow says median rents rose 3.8% from a year ago, off from the annual pace of 4.2%. But rental prices are still climbing at a faster pace than average earnings, potentially delaying the accumulation of savings to buy a home. Coca-Cola says it spent $118 million on health research and partnerships in the U.S. over the past 5 years, including funding for a group that was criticized for downplaying the role of sugary drinks in fueling obesity. The world's biggest beverage maker had vowed to be more transparent. And that's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Is restless leg syndrome bugging you? You know, restless leg is that condition in which your legs feel extremely uncomfortable while you're sitting or lying down. It makes you feel like you need to get up and move around. Sometimes, cramping legs. Now, restless leg syndrome can begin at any age, really, and generally worsens as you get a little older. Now, women are more likely than men to develop RLS. Now, thousands of people use Activate to relieve their restless leg. It's medically proven and has no side effects. None whatsoever. And remember, it's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. It must work for you or your money back. Now, you can find out more about this at ActivateProducts.com, or you can call them. It's free, 800-465-4411. ActivateProducts.com or 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411. ActivateProducts.com or 800-465-4411. A recent survey by the Wall Street Journal tells us that the news media is only one step above a used car salesman in honesty and trustworthiness. How in the world did a previously trusted and honorable profession like the news media get such a rotten and evidently well-deserved reputation? Well, we do have some rather stark example of slanted coverage to go by now, don't we? Like the 1995 report from the Center of Disease Control, which found that in 1994, AIDS-related deaths increased. Yeah, that story was covered by the New York Times, as it should have been. But 2 months later, when the CDC announced that the number of AIDS diagnoses fell significantly in 1995, well, that fact was completely ignored by the New York Times. In 1996, the federal government released figures from the National Criminal Victimization Survey showing that violent crime dropped between 93 and 94, and that assaults declined by an impressive 13%. Well, that story got no coverage at all. So, is it any wonder why so many Americans just don't trust what the press is telling us anymore? And sometimes the press isn't the only culprit in getting the wrong word or impression to the public. Sometimes our government can be just as guilty. Take, for example, the big flap going on today over global warming. Some scientists say it's a fact that we need to change the way we're doing things. But virtually 90% of the world scientists dispute global warming, saying there is no real evidence that it's happening. But one thing you might find very interesting is why the global warming bunch are getting so much press. You see, it's a little-known fact that our government set up funding to research global warming. The problem is the way that it was set up. The government funding specifically states that it's for the study of global warming and its effects on our planet, not to study and find out if global warming exists. The government funding is in place to support global warming. So, if you're a scientist and you find out that global warming is not a solid scientific fact, well, you just better keep your mouth shut. That is, if you ever want to see another dollar from Uncle Sam.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Texas A&M takes on Arkansas. That game coming up Saturday at AT&T Stadium up in Arlington. We'll broadcast starting at 5. The game will kick at 6 o'clock. More notes off of that 44-27 win over Nevada last Saturday. Season receiving touchdown record holder Josh Reynolds continued to find his way to the end zone with a pair of receiving scores against the Wolfpack. Reynolds, who had 13 TDs in 2014 catching the ball, made 3 catches for 55 and TD strikes of 20 and 25 in the game last Saturday. Reynolds' third catch of the game was the 60th of his A&M career. So that's Josh Reynolds out of the Nevada game. All right, Saturday, Arkansas in Arlington at AT&T. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Fence line, road repair, brush removal, which ones are on your summer list? 5 acres, 20 acres, or 1,000? We have the tractor package to help you get the job done. There's never been a better time to own a John Deere tractor than right now. With 0% for 84 months. Run it with confidence for 5 years without breaking a sweat with a 5-year Power Guard warranty. Get a 32-horsepower tractor with loader, box blade, rotary cutter, and 5-year warranty as low as $211 a month. For more packages, visit cptractor.com.
Kim Gamando here with a word of caution about selfies. We don't think twice about selfies. They're a global phenomenon. But as it turns out, they can also be quite dangerous. Consider how every summer the media whips up a frenzy with reports of even one shark attack. Now, consider that this year alone, at least 12 people have been killed in selfie-related accidents. Many more have been injured. While stopping to take selfies, people get hit by trains, buses, and cars. They fall off cliffs, they get washed away by the ocean, they drive into other cars, and people get chased down by grizzly bears and even shoot themselves while posing with guns. You might remember the genius who accidentally killed himself while holding a gun to his head, trying to take a selfie. He apparently squeezed the wrong finger. Oh well. Meanwhile, in all of 2015, only 8 people worldwide have died from shark attacks. That's right, the likelihood of you getting killed by a shark pales in comparison to the deadly selfies. You can read more about this and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
There's a horrible danger hidden in many home security systems. They're riddled with easy-to-find weak spots, all because they were created by some rent-a-scientist who doesn't care a lick about your family. They rely on slow, vulnerable landlines to alert the authorities. and a burglar can cut your wires in seconds and leave you defenseless. Protect your home with home security built by the leading engineers in the country. SimpliSafe Home Security. This is an award-winning wireless home security system. It alerts the police up to 10 times faster than traditional systems, and there are no wires for the burglars to cut. Professional monitoring is only $14.99 a month. That's a fraction of the cost of the other companies, and there are no long-term contracts. You're never locked in. If you live alone, you don't need to live in fear. Protect your home, protect your family the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeKim.com. Go today for 10% off and a free keychain panic button. That's SimpliSafeKim.com, SimpliSafeKim.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. For the second time this summer, the College Station City Council was scheduled to consider allowing the owner of a student apartment and retail development to convert empty business space into more residential units. But the operators of North Point Crossing at Texas and University withdrew their request after the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended denial. Commissioner Jody Warner compared the retail spaces offered by North Point to what is available inside airport terminals.
And if you look at the number of hotels that face that Texas Avenue side, I think that's very walkable for at least four small hotels. That if you had something that was better than the continental breakfast that's in the hotel, or you had something that was a draw there, it's going to create that symbiotic relationship.
Commissioner Barry Moore wanted to give more time to develop retail, considering North Point is in its second year of operation.
I probably would support something if they came back with a different, you know, more specific, this is what we want to give up.
Right.
I can't support giving up 50%.
In July, P&Z and the City Council approved a request from the owners of the lofts at Wolfpin Creek at Holloman and Dartmouth, which has been open more than 7 years. Changes to the governing board of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency have the support of two of the three major funding partners. The Bryan City Council voted 4-2 to expand the overall board from 18 to 21. Al Sines was one of the two who wanted to delay action to add two people from Texas A&M and a third of the RVP's choosing.
The other boards and commissions aren't asking us for more than $350,000 a year for funding to dilute our influence on this board by however amount is not a good thing.
Mayor Jason Bielski voted for expanding the RVP board.
If there's another 10 people, council member, that we could add to that committee that bring importance and good opportunities for the city of Bryan and College Station and Brazos County, I would definitely be open into looking at who those would be, because again, in the end, they're looking after our interest in trying to make our communities better, and by keeping these major stakeholders away from the board, I think takes away from the cities of Bryan and College Station.
The Brazos County Commission previously approved the RVP request, while the College Station City Council voted against the request last week in order to get a voting member on the agency's executive board. A 2-year investigation by Bryan Police involving organized criminal activity resulted in 6 arrests. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the group is accused of narcotics trafficking and criminal activity involving prison inmates and street gangs.
Last Thursday, the district attorney's office did several direct indictments, and we gathered a group of people, including our intelligence unit, drug enforcement team, direct deployment team, as well as College Station PD and DPS and FBI Safe Streets Task Force. And they all collaborated together, and we went out and served a lot of those direct indictments.
And yesterday at 2:30 in the morning, McKeithen says a witness report led officers to the Z Islander apartment complex in Welburn, where 3 men were caught with items stolen from 4 Chevy 2-ton trucks.
Inside their vehicle was a plethora of property, ranging from TVs to PlayStations to even a shotgun. So we were able to locate several owners. Some of them were in that complex.
McKeithen says most of the property was returned because they had serial numbers or could point out where they marked their items. The family of Sandra Bland was not in attendance as the state Senate held an open hearing to discuss ways to curb the number of suicides in county jails. But the families of other inmates who took their lives did participate.
On 9-2-2014, my daughter died by suicide in Brazoria County Jail.
That's John Gray. He told state lawmakers his daughter Victoria's intake form even showed she had been identified as suicidal.
She was placed in solitary confinement due to the fact that she was annoying people. If you're a person that has both bipolar and schizophrenic, the chances of you making it out of that solitary confinement are very slim.
On the fourth day, she was found hanged. State Senator John Whitmire's committee is trying to identify best practices in county jails to cut that number of suicides.
We need to look at intake. We need to look at screening, but we need to look at the care and safety of the confinees.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Local businesses that care about their customers and exhibit integrity in their business transactions were recognized at the annual Better Business Bureau's Torch Awards for Marketplace Ethics.
This year we've had 90 nominations, which is a record, which is huge. And out of those 90 nominations, it is narrowed down to 21 finalists. Out of those 21 finalists, a group of anonymous judges who donate their time decided who the winner is.
BBB Board Chairman Tim Prater says this year's winners joined 40 businesses who have been honored since 1997. The winner among large businesses was the Bank and Trust. Representing medium businesses was Schulte Roofing, and for small businesses was City Bank Mortgage. Photos of the winners and a list of all the finalists are on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:39 at 71 degrees. More news today at noon. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the door bell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
Folks at Suddenlink have really gone a long way to make their new channel lineup easier for you to navigate through. I mean, used to be I'd always have to have the channel guide right there. Of course, now the guide's on the TV. You've got that, which is pretty cool. But Suddenlink has reorganized their entire TV lineup so that they've grouped the channels pretty much by what they're all about. Now all your favorite channels will be closer together. For instance, if you want to do sports, those are all stuck together. And they've got more HD channels than ever. We've got 61 new channels and 31 are HD. They've got HD channels for QVC, Home Shopping Network, so you can do that thing if you want to. Other new HD channels, the entire suite of Pac-12 HD networks. So if you want to watch a little Pac-12 athletics, you can do that. C-SPAN HD, so you can see the Senators' really wrinkled faces. They got Hallmark Movies and Mysteries HD. And also there's the Learning Channel, there's Fox Sports Plus, and additional HBO channels. All of those are HD. So here's the number to call. It's 877-694-9474. That's 877-694-9474. So call today, and you can get HD TV and 50 meg internet for just $69 a month, plus on demand, which we've talked about lots of times. So do that, and you will be able to go through and surf the web, surf the channels faster and easier than ever before. Or you can just visit suddenlink.com to get more information on the way these channels are grouped together to make fun out of watching television.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Our greatest value is the L2501 DT compact tractor, one of the largest, strongest compact tractor frames on the market. Now through July 31st, get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates to help you do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Check out the full line of Kubota tractors at the new WC Tractor in Bryan.
8:42, we're doing some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure, it's definitely controlling our weather once again today. Another warm day around the region. Lots of sunshine. We should get to about 90 to 95 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, 65 to 70. More sun in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs will be 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low close to 70 degrees. Partial sun, the risk of a thunderstorm Friday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
What's our temperature outside right now?
71.
Man, that's nice. That is.
It's
really
nice when it's the same in my studio. I like that.
just for something completely different. Man was arrested for a crime. had his mugshot taken. Somebody recognized the shirt that he was wearing in the mugshot as one that had been stolen in a previous robbery, so they arrested him again.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Google just hosted its fifth annual science fair. This year's grand prize winner, 16-year-old from Connecticut.
You have a clock in a box?
No, one
That's
for
exactly
her work
what
on,
I was thinking.
One for her work on an Ebola test.
Oh, good.
Now, yeah, good. Now, don't you feel bad that you said that?
No, because I knew it was something much better than a clock in a box.
That's true, yeah. Syracuse University, considering getting rid of their Kiss Cam.
Why?
After a fan suggested it sends the wrong message at a time when colleges are fighting against campus sexual violence.
For heaven's sakes.
A fan?
A fan.
I don't know how big their arena is. Ours can hold 13,000. A fan?
A regular feature of sports venues, the Kiss Cam frames unsuspecting couples in a heart on the Jumbotron while the crowd cheers for them to kiss. Hearts melted, of course, when President Jimmy Carter and his wife Rosalynn obliged during an Atlanta Braves game. That was just last week. But Steve Port of Manlius, I guess that's, I don't know, says that he saw what he saw during the September 12th football game between Syracuse and Wake Forest constituted unacceptable behavior and maybe even assault as men forcibly kissed women who were clearly saying no. One of the two examples, he said, a woman's head shake was meant no less than six sets of hands from the seats around her to shoving her unwilling face into his, and the crowd cheered. So he wrote a letter to the editor, which generated hundreds of comments on Syracuse.com, both agreeing and disagreeing with him. Honestly, I wasn't out to kill the Kiss Cam, he said in a phone interview. I was just out to raise an important issue that I saw happening, and it's important to me. I've always been on a little bit, I've always kind of been a little put off by it anyway.
Because nobody kissed him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, see what he
That was insensitive,
like.
I'm sorry.
Someone didn't hug him as a child.
Yeah, the Kiss Cam feature was pulled from Saturday's game with Central Michigan, according to the Syracuse Athletic Department.
I divided one by 13,000 in the calculator decided to use scientific notation to determine how relevant that was.
But it says other people.
Yeah, sure. Other
I mean,
people.
There's been back and forth on
You can
Syracuse.
Find social justice warriors for anything.
Yes, you can. Even attorneys who wear bras.
Hashtag kiss the cam goodbye. Yeah. Something, I don't know.
A sheriff in Maine says female lawyers will no longer be required to remove their underwire bras to enter jail to meet their clients. At least two attorneys.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. At least two attorneys were told that they'd have to remove their bras after setting off the metal detector in the Cumberland County Jail. They refused to comply and they left. You don't want to make an attorney mad. I mean, you're just right there. It's just, you going to poke the tiger? You really going to poke the tiger?
Now you're just asking for problems.
Yeah. Kevin Joyce, the sheriff, says it's important to make sure the jail is secure, but staff went too far in enforcing a rule that says no one can enter if they set off the metal detector. So, there.
Okay, then the next question, I mean this legitimately, as one that has stainless steel hardware.
Yeah.
If I set off the metal detector, what am I supposed to do?
Again. Well, I guess it's like, you know, going through the airport. You got to tell them ahead of time what you're dealing with, and then you can go from there. All right, Amazon's cutting the price of its $99 annual Prime membership program to $67 on Friday for new members to celebrate the original series Transparent, winning 5 Emmys at the 67th annual Primetime Emmy Awards. So you've got Amazon.
I do.
Well, what can you get on that? I mean, you get ABC, NBC, CBS, right? What else do you get?
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay, well, thanks.
Well, we use the Fire Stick, and so it's just whatever's available there. You can go through TV, movies, you know. I'm not the primary program decider in the house.
All right.
I watch whatever is going to be amenable to both of us.
All right. Well, I was, because I'm trying to decide if I want to do that. That's why I was asking. I was hoping you were going to be able to tell me
tell my wife
that, you know, Patrick told me this.
You put it on me.
No. Because I thought you had it. Let me grab this. Hello.
My initial response to the Kiss Cam thing was really, but, you know, six people are grabbing this girl's head and forcing her to kiss somebody she doesn't want to.
I would agree with that.
I do,
too.
I would
have a problem with that action, not the kiss cam. Yeah. The kiss cam didn't do that.
Right, I would agree with that. Well, then that's, you know.
Six other people
okay,
did.
Okay, so, all right. So then you do get rid of the kiss cam because that's a vehicle to allow people to behave badly.
Okay, fine.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
There's so many things I care about more than Syracuse's kiss cam.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, I know. Care. So that's why we just told you so you'd know. But anyway, so we're back to Amazon.
But $100 a year for Amazon Prime, I mean, it's sort of nice to get the two-day shipping without thinking about it.
Okay.
You have access to the programs.
Yeah.
I would not renew it if it were left up to me.
Okay.
I just don't, because I'm not that, I'm not an active user.
Can you renew it now for $67 and get that gift?
I wish, I doubt it.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
No, they got us.
Yeah, that's right, you're hooked, that's it. All right, let's see, while we're speaking about TV, tonight's season premiere of Survivor, I know you guys are going to watch, right?
No.
Okay. Patrick?
I'm surviving pretty well on my own. Thanks. I don't need to watch other people.
This season, this year is titled Second Chance.
All the Survivors this season competed in previous seasons.
Because they're running out of stuff to do.
Why don't we just call it? Why don't we just call it Survivor Losers?
Losers, yeah.
Okay. In a twist, immunity idols will not only all look different, but they'll be hidden within challenges.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means, but that's fine.
But it sounds cool.
Oh, it really does. Yeah. Hello. Okay. Yeah, I'm really excited about that. So, all right. Let's see what else. Series premiere. Rosewood. This is on Fox tonight, 7 o'clock. Morris Chestnut stars in this new Crime of the Week drama as a gifted pathologist with health issues of his own who helps the police solve crimes in Miami.
Oh, I've seen the previews for that. It looks interesting.
Okay, 8 o'clock tonight, ABC, Season 7 of Modern Family, which is a moneymaker. Speaking of moneymakers, the two-hour series premiere of the 85th season of Law & Order.
The 85th
season. Been here for 85 seasons. Yeah, not really. It's not quite that long. Hello.
Hey, I'm wondering whether Patrick is trying to compete with you against the grumpiest guy in the room.
What? Yesterday, he picked on me. I forget what he said, but he really was.
I asked you if you enjoyed your rascal at Walmart.
That's what it was.
He's just really getting grumpy in his young age.
Yeah,
My goodness.
Because he's hanging around
by the time he's your age, he's going to be insufferable.
He will. That's true. Thank you.
I've said before, I'm really too young to be this cynical, but...
No, you're not. No, that's the thing, is you're not alone in this. Anyway, so Law & Order, SVU.
So now his wife is calling to defend him. That makes it really funny.
No.
Just
saying that Patrick is sliding over into the dark side. That's all.
Patrick's
anyway.
Picking
no,
on me.
No, she's the one trying to keep, she's keeping me in check. She does a good job of that.
Okay, two-hour season 17 premiere coming up tonight. And
2 hours?
Yep. Empire starts tonight. Talk about a moneymaker.
Yeah.
Wow. 8 o'clock tonight. This thing picks up 3 months after the season one finale. Marissa Tomei has joined the cast in a recurring role, as has Chris Rock. Yeah, this thing just prints money. Also tonight, Al Sharpton's going to be on.
No good gravy.
Yeah, really? Okay. Season premiere tonight in Nashville. That's another one's pretty popular. 9 o'clock on ABC. Steven Tyler guest stars. And the Jim Gaffigan Show finishes up tonight on TV Land. That's at 9 o'clock. The second season's already been renewed.
I haven't watched it.
I don't think about TV Land. It's not in my world. So, but anyway, you know, obviously I like him. So it may be out there. I don't know if that's on video on demand or not. Anyway, what else? Oh, we have another app here. Download this app. If you haven't downloaded an app in a week, gosh. FlashGap. This is a photo sharing app with a twist.
Oh.
After downloading the app and creating an account, users can invite their friends to join a FlashGap group. These can be private or open. It's up to the creator of the FlashGap, and once a group has been created, users can take one or more photos and videos within the app. At noon the following day, the full album is revealed for all participants to view. If you don't want the photo or the video that you snapped showing up in the album the next day, then don't worry. When somebody takes a photo, it's previewed on the screen for 3 seconds before disappearing into the album.
So you got 3 seconds to make up your mind?
I don't know. Really. Not sure that that's necessarily always the best way. So I don't know. What do you think? I mean, I can't imagine.
I can't. That's not my world.
Instagram, congrats to them.
Oh.
Speaking of photo sharing, 400 million users.
That one I sort of understand.
Okay. Taylor Swift is, of course, the most followed celebrity with 47.6 million.
Company has more than 75% of its users living outside U.S. America. What's that say?
Pictures speak volumes.
I guess more than half of its 100 million new users live in Europe and Asia. This means that Instagram has four times more users than Twitter, which has 100 million. Facebook, however, has 1.4 billion monthly active users.
That's a lot.
And in August, announced that for the first time ever, 1 billion people used Facebook on a single day. On a single day. How can that be?
That's crazy.
It is. All right, it's 7-2.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I want to mix things up a bit.
Then you'll love our new Korean barbecue pulled pork. Slow-cooked pulled pork tossed in our sweet and spicy soy barbecue sauce made with authentic Korean peppers and spices. Amazingly, just 400 calories.
I gotta try that.
Coming right up. Our new Subway Korean barbecue pulled pork won't be here long, so try one today. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Calories refer to regular 6-inch subs on white or 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
This is Andy Wynn. Beal & Wynn Insurance is proud to announce that we have been awarded the Texas Treasurer Business Award by the Texas Historical Commission. This award honors businesses that have provided employment and benefited their local economies for over 50 years. Family-owned since 1946, we have dozens of insurance companies to service all lines of coverage, from personal to commercial, life, and health. Call us at 268-1500 or visit us at BealInsurance.com and see why we've been trusted by our clients for nearly 70 years. Beal & Wynn Insurance, since 1946.
It's a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot land pride shredder complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695 or 10% down in payments of only $156 per month. Norman G. asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Norman G. makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Norman G. Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normangtractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 3 minutes till. Authorities say a northern Indiana woman jumped from her moving car after discovering a spider on her shoulder. She jumped out of the car. Car crash injured her 9-year-old son. The boy riding in the back seat climbed into the driver's seat and tried to step on the brake, but instead hit the gas pedal, sending the vehicle into a passing school bus. The boy had only minor injuries. No children on the bus were hurt. Police say 35-year-old Angie Kipp had been backing the car out of her driveway Friday afternoon when she saw the spider and leapt out while the car was still in reverse.
Yep.
That would be arachnophobia.
Yep.
Pretty serious case of it, just saying. All right, what else? Vanessa.
I hate that thing!
Wow. Who is that guy? Do you know who that is?
I do.
Oh, who is it?
It's a voice from the Jetsons.
Oh, the Jetsons. Now, how very bizarre, because today is the anniversary of the Jetsons premiering on television.
Was that Spacely Sprocket?
Hello.
Hey, question about Instagram popularity boost. Is it possible that their popularity is due to the fact that, like, various governmental agencies can't nuke pictures as easily as they can?
What did he say?
I think the question was if government agencies couldn't snoop on the pictures as easily.
Oh.
I don't know.
I thought he said move. Okay, so snoop. Okay.
Well, maybe.
Well, no, but then that's probably.
But I wouldn't think that most users would even care about that particular aspect of it. Okay. Your average Instagram user would not be worried about privacy.
That's why you're not the average
user.
This is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. You know us as home of the nice guys. Let us show you why. We're not into high-pressure sales, but we are into finding you the right vehicle at a nice guy price. That's why our customers drive away happy and keep coming back to us again and again. Douglas Nissan on Highway 6 at University Drive.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-through and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Yeah, 1962 is when we met George Jetson and
his boy Elroy,
daughter Judy, and Jane, his wife. Oh, there, 1962.
Wow.
Well, that was, you know, because the Flintstones worked. Also on this date, 1986, Congress designated the rose America's national flower.
Hmm. Oh.
Isn't that nice?
Hence the Rose Garden?
I guess that. Oh, I never thought about that, but yeah, that's probably right. Let's see, anything else happen on
this? Or I never promised you
Yeah, that too. Let's see, Harvard, the one in Cambridge, Massachusetts, held the first commencement. 1642.
Whoa.
Wow. Class of 42. Really? 1942? Yeah. 1642. And Lewis and Clark expedition returned to St. Louis. Boy, I bet they were glad to be home.
Yeah.
1806. Were you there yet? Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
But, you know, it didn't take them nearly as long because it never takes as long going back after you've already been. All right. WTAW, College Station, Brian. It's 9 o'clock.